Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. Hope you're doing well. This is my last show of February, and I thought, let's look at the numerology of March. It's really intuitively came to me. I haven't done a show about the numerology of a month in a really, really long time. And so I think this is one that you'll want to take notice of. So in case you're new to my program, I am an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to go to the next level, you have a dream, a desire, something you're ready to fulfill. Maybe you feel like you've been on the cusp for months. Maybe you feel like you've been, it's right there, just any minute now, for years. I want to help you cross over. I have guidance and wisdom that can support you in your journey, practices, and I create a space where you can just be focused and diligent on that which you desire most. So if you're ready for that, please consider my services at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package, as well as the Up-Level Intuitive Coaching Package. And you can always book a session with me. It's a great time to connect to all the wisdom that is available to you and really get some guidance that can help you go to the next level. I'm seeing it all in pictures. It's like you get the little nugget and then you soar. So if you're ready to soar, please consider my services. Again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, let's talk about the numerology of March. There was a time in my life where I really wanted to be a numerology expert, and now it's just part of my life. I'm very well versed in the numbers, the Pythagorean system of numerology. And so looking at the energy of March, the teacher I studied under saw March as just a three, but then there is a universal energy of March that you can break down, and that is an eight. And so when I see those numbers together, so I lean more heavily on the three, but I want to honor that that eight vibration will be there for us all. It's the universal energy of the month. And here's what I have to say. When I see three and eight together, it's a month of spending. I will share that with you. You will feel like a baller shot caller. And with that, the three in general is a feast or famine number, meaning like when your tide comes in, and when it goes out, it's out. And so knowing that, this show, I wanted to give you the heads up. I'm giving it to you early, you know, early in my world. So you have some time to plan for these energies. So when I see three and eight together, always baller, shot caller, big spender. And then that three again is feast or famine. So financially, I want you to be mindful of those energies and put a strategy in place for how you're going to manage the ebb and flow. The ebb and flow financially is normal, you know. I know even looking at, I used to think it was just around earning where the ebb and flow, right? It goes in, it comes out, it goes in, it comes out. But I actually see it was spending too. You know, there will be times where you want to spend more. And that's just a natural cycle. There'll be times where you want to hold on to money more. So honoring that there is just a natural cycle to your finances, being aware of where you are at any given moment in that natural ebb and flow, making a plan. I always encourage you to put some money away, particularly around that three energy. Saving can be really beneficial because it, you know, when I see again the three and eight together, you feel like invincible in those moments and you want to spend, you want to make the bigger purchase, you want to take the risk. And I'm not saying don't do that, just in those moments, you can kind of have tunnel vision and all you see is that. I've been studying these numbers and the number combinations for years, and that is just just what I know to be true. Like I wish there was another way, but I see it with people who are fiscally responsible. I see it with people who aren't fiscally responsible. Everybody kind of can fall into that tunnel vision when that three and eight are together. And so, just be aware of it, right? That is why we study all this stuff, so you know what to do with it. You know what you're facing, and then you get to make really conscious choices and decisions for you. So plan ahead, plan for the ebbs and flows, spend soulfully. And as I was putting my notes together, this is the message my spirit guides gave me about spending in the month of March 2021. Spend on what you will love 10 days into the future. So say, you know, you want to buy something today. Before you buy it, particularly we're talking about big ticket or spending you maybe normally wouldn't do, things that are outside of your norm. But also look at the day-to-day as well. I think that all of that energy can be present. You know, you might always, you know, drink a certain coffee and you're like, you want to up your game and buy the more expensive coffee. You might just feel more inspired to buy the expensive coffee in the month of March. So ask yourself before you make the purchase, if it's outside of your norm, particularly again around big purchase items, ask yourself, will I love this 10 days into the future? And I know you're probably like, for some of you totally understand what I mean. And you know, you have this ability to put yourself 10 days into the future and feel around enough to know if that's going to be a good purchase for you. But for those of you who haven't done that work, you just get quiet. And if you need to focus on the date on the calendar that's 10 days in the future, do that. And start to just feel into it. It's kind of a basic feeling into. It's not, you don't necessarily have to embody it. It's just kind of feeling around if you're a feeling person, or thinking around if you're a thinking person, hearing around if you're a hearing person. Did I cover them all? Seeing around. And you just get quiet. You breathe, you breathe, you breathe, you breathe. You balance yourself from within. You get centered. And then you go to 10 days ahead and you just ask yourself, will I love this and be happy about this 10 days ahead? And you'll get a very clear answer. It'll either be yes or no. Don't argue with it and don't try to like make it a maybe. No, because it's not. It's either yes or no. Given the nature of this particular process, it's a yes or no that you'll get back and honor that. Yeah, that's the best way I can say it to you, is honor it. Not from your intellect. This is not a decision to make solely from your intellect. You make it from your intuition, right? And then whatever answer you get back, then you get to decide what you want to do, right? So say you do this, you know, you do this this process, this tuning in process, this reading process. You put yourself 10 days into the future, and you hear, let's say your primary gift is clairaudience, you have psychic hearing, and you get a yes, you will love this 10 days into the future. Then you get to decide, okay, do I still want to buy it now? Or if I'm going to love it 10 days into the future, maybe I'll wait, right? And maybe you get a no, and you're like, okay, I'm not going to love it 10 days into the future. Am I willing to accept that? And all the consequences that go along with it. That's it. And so you can tune into the future. You don't use that. You use that as data to help you make a decision, right? Use that as tools to help you make a decision. But then you come back to your present moment and decide, right? And it's going to be yes or no. And then you decide how you feel about that yes or no, or what you think about that yes or no, and how you want to proceed. The key here is you receive some intuitive information, then you have to make a decision and make a clear, clean decision. And it all works as long as you have done that consciously and soulfully. So that's enough about money. Feast or famine, baller, shot, collar. You may want to spend more than you have wanted to spend in months and just have a focused idea of how you want to do that. More about the numerology of March. Great time for creativity. That three is a very creative energy. It's a great time to make money off of your creative efforts. So sales and marketing, I always say threes and 5 months, threes and five energies, threes and 5 years are wonderful times to sell and market. It's also a great time to seek out a new gig, whatever that is for you, whatever type of work that you do, if you've been looking for new opportunities, this is a wonderful time to do that because you will be seen more. The three energy of March loves to be seen. And if you honor that and you position yourself in a way in which you feel confident about being seen, you will be magnetic and you'll get to tune into this beautiful energy that's circulating in the month of March, particularly as it relates to money, right? So creativity, sales and marketing, put yourself out there and be seen, but do so confidently. Do so confidently. And if you're not feeling confident about yourself, I recommend doing a releasing exercise where you let go of any energy that's telling you that you can't be confident. Any energy, any thoughts, any beliefs, any words, any actions that are going against your divine confidence, right? So how does this look? You might think, oh, I'm generally very confident, but maybe you're holding a belief about your body. Maybe you're holding a belief about life. Maybe you're holding a belief about your family. Maybe you're holding a belief about your constitution, right? The way you showed up in this world. Maybe it's skin tone. Maybe it's your sexuality. Whatever it is, if you're holding something that is going against you being the most confident, authentic version of you, then it's going to be difficult to sustain the level of confidence you need to really reap all the high vibrational benefits of this month. And it doesn't need to take a lot of work. It doesn't mean you need to go into months and months and months of therapy. Just decide, I am willing to let go of this fear of judgment. I'm willing to let go of this perspective I'm holding that keeps me from really honoring the divine confidence that's within me. And you just let it go for your highest and greatest good and the highest and greatest good of the planet. Okay. So I told you it's a great money month. It is. It is. It is. It is. And so to activate this energy, a couple things if you want to really tap into it. So of course, confidence, putting yourself out there, and being high value, really owning that you are a high value person, right? And everything that goes into you being high value, whether it's upping your self-care, whether it's shifting your grooming routine around, whether it's being willing to share where you are gifted and talented more and more and more, whether it is taking all the resources you have so that you can position yourself in a way in which you are prosperous. Yeah, you already have all you need right now to be a high value person, right? All the resources you need to be a high value person, all the thoughts, all the ideas, all the inspiration, it's already within you. All you have to do is unlock it, right? And that is something we can do in a session, or you can do it with yourself. Just start, how can I be, and you're talking to yourself as you do this, so you're journaling it if you'd like, how can I be the high value version of myself? Or spirit, what do I need to know to be the high value version of myself? Okay. And then progress. It's a brilliant time for progress in every direction. And here's what it's going to take: effort, diligence, and focus. One more time, if you're ready to see progress, whether it's in your romantic relationships, in your business, in your career, in your finances, it's going to take effort, diligence, and focus. So decide how you want the month to go. This is tricky here, because it's not about the doing, right? When I give you this question about how you decide you want the month to go, it's not about all the things you're going to do. It's about first envisioning who you want to be on the last day of March 2021. And then seeing yourself in that space, accomplishing whatever you wanted to accomplish, feeling the way you want to feel. And then you reverse engineer it and you ask yourself, what did I do to get here? And then that becomes your plan and your strategy. That's why I wanted to put this show out early, because there is some preliminary work that you can do to really get ready for the month of March energetically. So decide how you want it to go, and then reverse engineer it, and then do the work to get there, right? So know who you want to be, and then let that direct your course. Got it? And that, my friends, is my numerology reading for the month of March. I hope it's helpful. That 3 and that 8, when I saw it, I was like, yep, that's why I was inspired to do a numerology show, because I know what it's like when you're in that. You can go from really, really highs where you're like on top of the world to like really, really low lows. But now that you have that information, you can make choices and decisions so that you can feel good no matter what, because that's the whole goal, right? To feel good no matter what. And we often have to, well, always have to decide. Feeling good is a conscious choice, and we prepare for it and we live for it and we focus on it. It doesn't mean we're going to feel good all the time. It's just we know where to come back to. We know what we're seeking. We know what we're striving for. So feel good, feel good, feel good in all ways, not just on the surface, but in the core of your being. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay attention to the up-level intuitive coaching package, as well as the massive result intuitive coaching package. I'm here to serve you. If you enjoy this program, please, please, please sign up for my newsletter. You can do that on the front page of my website. I send you 2 intuitive messages a week. And tell a friend if you like it. If you like the show, write a review. You can tell a friend that way. Maybe a friend you haven't met yet. And until next time, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.